The other day I had the misfortune of seeing some photos taken at our New Year's Day brunch at Celeste and Bud's. Rita got a new digital camera for Christmas, and while I'm happy for her, it was like spending the day with the paparazzi. The pole shots are okay, because you have time to assemble your parts and put them where you want them. You wedge yourself between a couple of friends and turn sideways. That makes you look thinner. Then you suck in your gut and do the Princess Diana bit. You know, tilt your head down a little and look up. This camouflages whatever double chin action you got going. And you smile, of course, which lifts up the corners of your eyes and your whole face, really. Those shots pass muster. But candids, whoa, Nelly, those are another thing altogether. Eyes half closed in mid-sentence. Or a profile shot of me in all my post-holiday unspanked glory, turkey neck and all. There was one photo where, I swear to God, I looked like Jabba the Hutt. I kid you not. Granted, the couch I was sitting on was very low and needed to be restuffed, so I was kind of scrunched down, but still, it's just so discouraging. See, I have this image of myself in my head that is definitely cuter and about 10 or even 20 years younger than I am in those photos. I'm not conceited or nothing, and I hope I'm not alone on this, but most of the time, even when I look in the mirror, I really don't see me. My mind kind of fills in the lines, if you know what I mean. Airbrushes my reflection, softens it. I don't feel my age, so I don't really see my age, which is a good thing, because if I started feeling like I looked in Rita's snapshots, it would be hard to get out of bed in the morning. The weird thing is, everyone else in those pictures looks just like they do in real life. What's up with that? It's only me who looks older. So Saturday night, Charlie and me are down to the brouhaha. It was hee-haw night, and they were playing reruns of that old TV show on the big flat-screen TV over the bar. Everyone was country line dancing. Oh, it was a lot of fun. I wore my powder blue western shirt and a blue bandana with sunflowers on it round my neck. So I'm in the ladies, powdering my nose and fluffing my hair, thinking, gee, I'm looking pretty cute tonight. So much better than in them pictures of Rita's. I'm feeling pretty perky as I turn to leave a little bounce in my step when my right knee goes out. That's the one that's been bothering me lately. I didn't fall down or nothing. Just kind of seized up. Dan, it's God giving me that old reality check. And all I can do is chuckle as I kind of hobble my gimpy way back to our table. The number one key to aging gracefully? Have a sense of humor, of course. You gotta laugh or you'll cry. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.